إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أنا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمدا وآل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فأسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. One of the very effective things in developing the تعلق with Allah Ta'ala, this is all these different things that we are discussing over time, and many things that we won't even end up probably discussing here, but which may come to our attention later. The primary thing behind it is there must be an objective, there must be a goal. And the goal in terms of what we are trying to achieve, what we are trying to learn, is that I must gain the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. This ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala must get developed. What is termed as nisbat, this connection with Allah Ta'ala, must be achieved. What has been described in the Hadith Sharif as ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى, that must be acquired. Now that is that goal. So now everything that will help to get to that goal, that will become now very precious. When a person has a goal which is very, very dear to him, and he really wants to get to it, so anything and everything that will help to get there becomes also very important to him. There's no more just something by the way, because that's the goal which is at all costs he wants to get there. So anything that will help him to get there, that also becomes very important to him, very precious to him. So all these things seem to be just very ordinary things. Allah forbid, sometimes it might sound insignificant. But these are aspects that have been explained by the mashayikh who have gone through the mul. They have experienced all the benefits of these different aspects. And now they put it in the plate and gave it to us, that look, there's it. So there's an Arabic saying, Man jarrab al mujarrab halla bihin nadama. The English equivalent of that would be, not a translation, but to convey the same message, the English equivalent would be the one who tries to reinvent the wheel. He tries to reinvent the wheel, so now he's just going to waste his time. Because it's already there, use it. So likewise, these are things that have been already, it's taken people, many people through the path and helped them to get to their destination and goal. So we need to now just follow the path. So among those things are these muraqabas that we have been discussing. One of the aspects is dua. One is dua as we understand dua. Facing the qibla is, if possible, raising our hands and asking Allah Ta'ala. Obviously, that's the more of these adab and etiquettes that are brought into the dua, the more it is effective and the greater hope of acceptance. So if a person has the ability to bring all these adab in place, that he's in a state of wudu, none of these things are compulsory for dua. That without this dua is not valid. But wherever possible, it should be, the effort should be made to try and have all this in place. So if a person is in a state of wudu, and before the dua he engages in some amal, some istighfar, some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and then raises his hands. The manner of raising the hands is in line with the chest. And among the adab that have been mentioned by Allama Shami rahimahullah, a slight gap between the hands, that is also one of the adab. It is to indicate what we are asking from Allah Ta'ala is very great. So just say an indication, when a person is carrying something big and his hands are not tied together, it's apart. So that's just a thought, an indication that we're asking Allah for very great things. So then to recite Durood Sharif, to recite the hamd of Allah Ta'ala first, the praises of Allah Ta'ala, then Durood Sharif on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter the acknowledgement of our weaknesses, Rabbana walamna anfusana, and then begging Allah Ta'ala. So now this is, and apart from this there are many other adab, but the more that one has brought these adab into the dua, all the better. So whenever that opportunity is there, we should have some dedicated time for that as well. Daily dua must be made in that dedicated manner. But apart from this, to develop the habit of talking to Allah Ta'ala. Now, talking to Allah Ta'ala is also dua, but just directly from the heart. Now for example, a person is driving, he's going somewhere. So now while driving, you can't tell him, no, see, part of the adab of dua is that you must raise your hands. Now while he's driving, now he's going to raise his hands, he rather just make dua for khatma bil khair than one day. Because that probably will be the last time that he's going to drive also. So now obviously at that time he's going to have his hands on the steering wheel. Then he's going to be unable to face the qibla in that time, because he's driving in whichever direction he's driving. So now at that time, can't expect him to. But does that mean now that because at this time he cannot raise his hands, because at this time he can't be facing the qibla, maybe at that time he's not in a state of wudu, so he mustn't even make dua also? No, Allah Ta'ala has made this so open and easy. The dua doesn't have any of these preconditions for its validity. Yes, the more of these adab that are possible to implement, one shouldn't shirk in it. But now in these circumstances, now when he's driving now, either then you tell him, no, you don't make dua now because you're not in a state of wudu. So he's deprived of this, whereas this is not a precondition. So when it's not a precondition, then dua must be made even in that time. And that dua is talking directly to Allah Ta'ala from the heart. Now a person, for example, is going to work. Now he's going to work. So often now, he's either just driving and carrying on, just looking at the whole road and whatever is coming and going, and his mind is probably just running in few things. Or somebody is listening to the news, maybe Allah knows, but the news gives him nothing. At the most, it might just start off his day on a miserable note. Nothing else. All the sum total, a person sometimes listens to hours of news, and you try to summarize it in what was the benefit. Sometimes hard to put it in even full two lines of what he benefited out of it. He says, "Now I got to know a lot of things. Okay, what it benefited you? Can't explain what it benefited. It's just a lot of things. Whatever is necessary to know comes in filters through. So, any case, the point is now the person is going, is driving. At that time, while driving, he engaged his heart in talking to Allah Ta'ala. And what is this talking all about? Is dua. Ya Allah, I'm going to work. You enable me to reach there with afiyat. To ask Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you make the day's tasks easy. It's all in Allah Ta'ala's control, qudrat. Allah, you save me from any complications, difficulties. Allah, there's this very important some issue at hand. You make it very easy. You grant the correct solution to this problem. You inspire the heart with what is the best way to move forward in this matter. Now he's talking to Allah Ta'ala. This is mukhul ibadah. This is the essence of ibadat. And when a person gets accustomed to talking to somebody and he has long conversations, now they meet every now and again. So first they were meeting, first time they met. It was a little bit formal and very brief because they don't even know each other. But now as they got to start meeting more often and sitting longer and talking, that long conversations becomes a friendship. They had no other business together. They were not related to each other. They didn't even have any prior familiarity with each other. Just that maybe they started working in the same place, or they're meeting in the same masjid. And now they happen to now each, every now and again, bump into each other. So they started having some, how's you and what's, where are you from, and so on and so forth. And then that became more lengthier conversations. Gradually, just the conversations became a friendship. So when we will start conversing with Allah Ta'ala and talking to Allah Ta'ala in all our matters, talking to Allah Ta'ala is dua. Now you're returning home. Ya Allah, make my return home easy, safe. Make it such when I get home, everything is positive. I find everything in order. There's no problem, no calamity, difficulty. Ya Allah, you grant barakat in my home. Grant afiyat in every matter. Now he gets accustomed to talking to Allah Ta'ala in every matter while he's busy with his work, he's about to start something, he first talks to Allah Ta'ala. When we can become friends with insan merely out of conversations, why won't the relationship build with our Khaliq by talking to him? Allah is waiting for us to come. So to build this, to become accustomed to it, and the very big benefit together, this is the main thing, but the very great benefit that will come alongside with this is that when the heart has become accustomed to talking to Allah Ta'ala often, so now when you're talking to Allah Ta'ala, where shaitan is going to find a time to put anything in? The wasawis of shaitan, where is going to find a gap now? Because when a person is talking to Allah Ta'ala, his entire attention is towards Allah Ta'ala. So now when the attention is towards Allah Ta'ala, where he can now, where he's going to get distracted by the waswasa of shaitan then. So for that duration of time, that he's occupied his heart and mind in this manner, inshallah he'll be safe from the wasawis of shaitan. And then when he has become accustomed to this, at other times now, suddenly when waswasa came away, he'll be very easily able to once again turn his heart immediately to talk to Allah Ta'ala. So that will immediately dispel that waswasa also. So this is a very simple but very, very effective aspect, because at the end of the day, the whole issue at hand is to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. And now this dua is directly speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And then sometimes, while making dua in a more formal manner, we get into just a normal routine of things. And even that dua then no more remains the dua it should be. And now this, there's not even any maybe lip movement at that time. So at this time now, the heart is directly talking to Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, it is more conducive to be become completely engrossed in what we're doing. So we should become accustomed to this. We started off, we build it up, and it just requires a little bit attention. Little bit attention, little bit of presence of mind, and just grabbing these opportunities. And much of these times, and this doesn't take anything extra from us. At that time a person is driving and going somewhere, what it took out of him, it saved from so many things. Now while he's talking to Allah Ta'ala, he'll save his eyes also, because he's talking to Allah Ta'ala. And he'll save his heart from all other kinds of unnecessary things too. So, but what it took in terms of extra time, no extra time. He is driving, he's going. It didn't add 1 minute more to his journey. What it spent more, nothing. The same cost it took him to reach to work, it didn't cost 1 cent more because he was making dua now. What effort, extra effort, no effort. Zero effort, because he's engaging his heart directly to talk to Allah Ta'ala. No exertion of any sort. But what he gained in return, for zero effort, zero additional cost, zero additional time. Because that time was being used to drive. So you can't even count it like he spent time. So you actually to say he spent zero time. Though mashallah the time was engaged correctly, but meaning he didn't take out any time for this. So zero time, zero cost, and zero effort. But what he got in return? Priceless, worth more than the universe. That if in that conversations with Allah Ta'ala, our bond got built with Allah Ta'ala, what more we want? And how simple. So we need to now take these things into, bring it into our practice and build it up together with those muraqabas that we have been discussing. This also now, we make a part of our tarteeb. And it, as mentioned, initially we'll forget about it. We'll remember when, as you're jumping out of the car at work, that if 20 minutes, half an hour went on the road, and I was supposed to engage at least, if not the full path, to at least 5 minutes, at least 10 minutes, I was supposed to be making some dua, and I remember where? Okay, when I'm going back home, inshallah. When he's going back home, he'll remember as he's entering the door at the house. So shaitan will try to keep distracting and so that he doesn't remember. So initially, it might even require some reminder. Reminder, a person has an objective. When he has an objective, then he puts reminders. One person has a reminder somewhere and to visit. So there was a reminder there by his wherever, door or something. So the reminder was of some letters written there. What this means now? So no, don't worry. What it means? No, there's a reminder. I'm going to sort the fishing tackle out because it's been very early in the morning. So now the fishing tackle needed a reminder. But to get to Allah Ta'ala, to put one reminder, sometimes that either we forget to even put the reminder, or we're feeling something that now somebody will see this, they'll want to know now why this. And we're not embarrassed or feeling shy or anything about putting a reminder about the fishing tackle. But the reminder to what is going to connect us to Allah Ta'ala, that we shy about. One small little sticker on that steering wheel, dua. One small little dua. Now when a person jumps in the car, that will catch his eye immediately. And it'll repeatedly catch his eye. And until such time that has become part of it, that when he jumps in the car, once one very senior alim had come from Pakistan, so we take him around many years ago, maybe some 25 years ago. So, mashallah, he used to have his naps in the car. So he says that when I jump in the car, I don't know whether I closed the door first or I fell asleep first. Now that became, when he jumps in the car, the sleep comes along. In any case, when this becomes a person's tarteeb, he'll jump in the car and dua will start. Some zikr will start. Some amal will start. Yes, now he's got some company. He'll be cordial with them too. He'll have something to discuss. But it's not that the entire journey will become ghaflat. And from beginning to end, there was nothing to remember Allah Ta'ala. So now that little reminder will make it become part of his system. Once it becomes part of his system, he doesn't need that reminder anymore. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. These are all very simple things, but it first and foremost requires that intention, that determination. I want to get to this goal. We have to make it our goal. And a person has made it his goal, now he'll work towards it. But if it's casual, inshallah we'll see, then he'll keep seeing. And he'll keep seeing others also, mashallah, passing him, progressing. But we'll just keep seeing only. So we have to make it a goal. We have to make it an objective. This is what I want to get to. When we make it that objective, then we'll also follow it up with dua. The intention, dua, and effort. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. For a few minutes, try to first complete some zikr, tasbihat. Then we can leave, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.